Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Gostock Radio, blasting away from 84 PA, alive and on top of the hill, blasting from coast to coast like butter on toast. Got a lot to talk about this week. Oh, man, about it. I want to tell you the number you can call, and we can get to talking. 516-666-9990. Remember, 516-666-9990. First, I want to give a shout-out to the boys down in Bradenton, Flamingo K Coffee Club, D&T Home Watch. I told you before, tell you again, these guys are slick and they're quick and they're fit. They're 60-some years old, and man, can they run. They watch your dog, cat, bird, house, condo, plane, car, anything you want. You go away for a month, year, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, they're there. Give them a call. Bradenton, Florida. All right, let's get to the show. First, I want to talk about the Buccos. What a showing they had over the weekend, didn't they? Three big losses in a row. Showed nothing. Zero. No heart. Nothing. You got Vogelsong pitching the last game against Wainwright. Oh, jeez. My opinion is on this team, nobody, and I mean nobody, should be overlooked in a trade. I would welcome a trade with any team, with anyone on this team that's going to improve me. I don't really think that the pitching next year is going to get any better unless you trade. I didn't see nothing in this Brault or Cole or nothing. Would they go four innings? They pitch 100 pitches in four innings? Wow. That's not too good. Well, and then they got Cole. I don't know about this guy. Is he an ace on the Pirates? He'd be two or three on any other team. He's another one that's iffy. They got to make a trade. They got to make a trade for a pitcher. Would I trade Kutch? Yes, I would. Would I trade Marte? Yes, I would. Would I trade Polanco? Oh, yeah. You give me the right deal, I'll trade them. I'll trade any one of them. Any one of them. I would trade. And I want to bang around a couple ideas off you about the infield next year. It's Kang. Can he play third base? I seen him. Man, he made about 2-3 errors yesterday. My balls hit hard to him. He can't handle them. I don't know. Sometimes he looks good. Sometimes he doesn't. But I guess he's going to be the starting third baseman. I mean, I don't know. The guy can hit though. He's 20 home runs, as little as he played. First base, I think Bell. First of all, if there's a trade in the outfield, I would trade. Like I said, I would trade anyone. Is Bell ready for National League baseball? Yeah. Fielding? No. Hitting? Yeah. I like that kid. I think they should sign Rodriguez, and I think they should sign. Oh, they shouldn't sign Nova. I don't think they should sign him. I wouldn't sign that guy to a 5-year contract. Get out of here. No way. But other than that, how about them Steelers yesterday? Boy, they look good. Wow. They tore it apart. These Steelers just ripped. Like I said, they went into a beehive. I told somebody, I think it was Dustin from Davenport. I thought that was the Eagles Super Bowl that week. Steelers come in there. They were flying high, 2-0. Steelers were flying high. They had that young quarterback cooking. They were at home. Steelers couldn't do nothing right. Everything they did was bad. Yesterday was the opposite. Steelers had something to prove. Kansas City come into a beehive. Ben looked fantastic. 5 touchdown passes. Bell looked great. What can you say about that guy? Wow. I mean, this guy is for real. He makes a difference. Boy, man, I wish they had LaDarius Green and Bryant. Right? You couldn't stop this team. No way. Couldn't stop him. So give me your opinion. I want your opinion on who would make a difference on the Pirates. Who would you trade? Would you trade any of them? And give me your opinion on the Steelers. 516-666-9990. You got a lot to talk about. I thought Pitt was going to blow another game. Scared. Wow. It come down to the last quarter, man. I thought they were going to blow another game. They look bad. But they didn't sit on it, man. They got the ball, fourth quarter. They drove down the field, threw the pass. They didn't try to run the clock out. They threw that pass. They scored a touchdown. Bingo. They were aggressive like that, really like that. I think they learned a lesson there. Then give me your opinion. We got a caller here. I'm going to the phone here. Let's see who this is. Oh, somebody dropped off. Well, okay, give us a call back. 516-666-9990. Give me a call. We got one. Let's see who's calling here. Hello, Goss Talk Radio.
Hello, this called. Is Dustin from Davenport. Ed. I'm just calling in, and I heard what you're talking about the Steelers and the Beehive, and Kansas City didn't know what hit them.
No, they didn't. They come into a Beehive and got stung.
Yeah, that was great. By halftime, I knew it was a safe game. By halftime, I was really surprised because I thought Kansas City. I thought it'd be a really close one. But those turnovers that killed Kansas City and Pittsburgh capitalized. I'm glad they didn't settle for field goals and let Kansas City hang around. They scored touchdowns and went for 2-point conversions. They looked really good. I still think I'm going to stick with my prediction. New England and Pittsburgh, AFC Championship game. I don't see anyone stopping either one of them. Buffalo did beat New England, but, I mean, it's week to week.
Yep.
Some teams win, you know, some teams lose. I think what will happen, Buffalo beats New England this past week. Buffalo will lose to the Rams the following week and will dissolve the win. I mean, you see teams, each week it's different. There's a different, this team's legit and this team's not. It takes about 5 weeks before you know who's okay, who's legit, and who's a pretender.
Yeah, well, I'd say that probably will go into November before you really find out.
Yeah.
You know, who's who and who's what. But like you said, Kansas City, I'll tell you, they like that dink and dunk, and Steelers are ready for it. That West Coast garbage. Steelers are ready for it. They tackled well, and they did everything great. Everything they did was fantastic. I mean, they couldn't be sliding. Ben, how about him? Wow, he looked good.
I went up against him in fantasy, so I was watching each touchdown he threw. I said, oh, geez. I thought it'd be, like I said, a low-scoring game. I thought, and I'm seeing one touchdown, two touchdowns, three. I said, okay, I lost. It's the end of the first quarter, and I knew I lost my fantasy matchup at the end of the first.
Yeah. Well, he threw three touchdowns in a row. Three touchdowns. I don't think it's ever been done.
Wheaton caught one. He's a magician. I mean, make Wheaton catch a touchdown and throw him to Darius Hayward Bay. I mean, he's thrown to Kassoff, and they're catching touchdowns. He's making everyone look good.
I thought Darius Hayward Bay was going to drop that ball.
He caught it, though. He made a nice catch. I think the key for the Steelers will be if they could have Bell and D'Angelo Williams healthy, Ben will make anyone look good. He'll throw to any wide receiver. If those two guys are in it, they got a shot at the Super Bowl, winning the whole thing, the whole enchilada. If D'Angelo and Bell stay healthy, they got a shot because look what you saw last night. D'Angelo's in the backfield. Bell's playing wide receiver. I mean, who do you cover? Ben's going to throw to anyone. He's going to make anyone look good throwing the ball. Wide receiver, I mean, obviously you need Brown because he's amazing as himself. But I'm saying he'll still find a way even if regardless who he's throwing to. you could double team Brown. He's going to throw to someone else. Someone else will extend the play, and you just need those two running backs to stay healthy.
Hey, not to change the subject there, Dustin from Davenport, but about my first question with the Pirates, would you trade anybody on the Pirates for the right deal, or is any, or do you have one guy that's untouchable?
Well, in order to compete with the teams like the Cardinals and the Cubs, you got to make some moves. Like you saw this past season, they didn't really do much. I don't really know who I'd say is untouchable. I mean,
I'd say no one.
Would you trade Cole if you got the right deal? Cole train for two pitchers?
Oh, I'd trade anybody if I got the right deal.
Yeah.
I'd trade any one of them.
If I was them, I'd be trying something, because you got, in order to compete with those powerhouses, they got to shake something up, because otherwise it would just be 500, and 500 doesn't get you anywhere. 500 doesn't – you want to build, you know, so you can win the division, but you got to make some kind of move. I hope they do something. I hope they don't just sign three stiffs and say, oh, we're happy with what we got, blah, blah, blah. And
they went from 98 wins to 78 wins.
Well, yeah, last year was incredible. Last year, if you watched how they played baseball, because I watched majority of the games, not all of them, but, like, it was unbelievable. I remember it was Cutchin hit a walk-off home run versus St. Louis. I was in Slippery Rock watching that at a bar, and the place was going nuts. I mean, it didn't matter how many runs they're down, they competed. They would come back. And then they just – last year, I'm telling you, was the year. That was the year that if they were going to go and do something, they just were like one pitcher short, because they had Dumb and Dumber, Jeff Locke and Charlie Morton, tying them down.
Yeah.
Two anchors that they could have won that division, because the Cardinals – how did the Cardinals win the division last year, how hurt they were? Look, 1 year later, they're not in the playoffs. You know, they were closer than we were, but I'm just saying, like, how – in the world, did the Pirates let them win the division last year? Unreal.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, I want to give a number out here, Dust, 516-666-9990. And I got a little shout out to one of my good friends, Scottsdale, Arizona. If he's listening, Bob Reed, give us a call. Good friend of mine, real good friend of mine. We go all the way back to 6th, 7th grade. Bob, you're out there. You call 516-666-9990, Scottsdale, Arizona. All right, that's back to the Buccos. Now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think they need pitching. You give me a stud pitcher for McCutchen, I'm making the deal.
What's the name you – are there any pitchers you like?
Well, they're not on the free agency. You have to make a trade. I'd go for some. How about this? You're familiar with the Cleveland Indians, right?
Yes.
Who's their stud pitcher? Kluber.
Corey Kluber is their stud pitcher. They have a bunch of stud pitchers. It's gonna be a great series. Indians versus Red Sox. Pitching versus hitting. They have Corey Kluber, Danny Salazar, Pryor, Trevor Bauer, and Carlos Carrasco. They have like four good pitchers. It's going to be an incredible series. I think Boston wins because hitting, but we'll see. Their pitching is unreal.
Well, who's Cleveland going to open up with? Kluber?
Corey
Kluber? I think he'll start first game?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Kluber.
Well, would you make the trade? McCutchen? Would they trade him, though? That's the problem.
I would hold on to my rotation. A guy that I would trade for is Chris Sale. He has a friendly contract. I'd try him out of the White Sox. The White Sox aren't going anywhere. They're just like the Pirates, small market, small spend. I would pry him out of there. I'd trade McCutchen and maybe a draft pick. He has a friendly contract. You could keep.
That's what I was going to say. Sale. Yep.
Chris Sale is the man. He's just stuck in no man's land with you know, that contract, or like these teams that give away like a team like Arizona that went all in for Greinke. Maybe if you find a deal where a team, you know, they got him, they don't really want him anymore, and see if the other team will eat some of the money. Because, you know, the Pirates ain't paying him. So maybe see, obviously it wouldn't get Zach Greinke, but I would love a Chris Sale. He's reliable. He's a friendly contract. That's what they're all about, saving money. So let's do a deal where you save some money.
What about this Nova kid? I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
A deal they should have made, one of the two, either should have signed Volquez or Hap. One of those two guys should still be on the Pirates.
I don't know about Volquez. He's 39 years old. I don't want a 39-year-old guy. Nah.
Nope. Well, what about Hap?
Well, he's incredible. Forget it now. I mean, you can't. They should have, would have, could have, but they didn't. So, you know, he did win 20 games, but with that 20 games, would he win a National League? I don't know. Nobody knows.
No one knows, but I'm just saying, like, he didn't sign for a crazy. He signed for $40 million, but still, like, he's a heck of a pitcher. I mean, they lucked out getting him in the first place, and then they had a chance to keep him at home. But, well.
All right, let's get back to the Steelers. Let's get back to the bread and butter. What did you think of Le'Veon Bell? What do you think of him?
I thought he had an awesome opening night. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better night catching the ball, running the ball, 130 yards, something like that. Opening night, you think he'd be a little rusty. You saw the early photo of him. He looks like he's been doing P90X for the last however many weeks. It's ripped.
He looked like he was on your workout.
Yeah, something. I mean, I wish I had the same. That's the end result. That's what you want. That might be a while to get there, but. Jeez, oh man, they showed that photo. I said, whoa, he's not messing around. These games he was suspended, he was ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. I like him split out. I like the way they use him. I thought that was smart. Give Haley some credit. The imagination there.
Yeah, it's amazing because a lot of people wanted Haley. They tried to run him out of town.
So, they're still trying to run Tomlin out of town.
Yeah, a lot of.
I don't know who they want to coach, but. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Haley, I think it was, even celebrities, I think Snoop Dogg, he cussed them out. They lost, I forget what game it was. But, I mean, offensively, they are sound. They are sound. They just got to get that. And what I told my buddy, even if the Steelers don't, for some reason, win the division, last year playing those two road games, they just got to get in. They'll make noise no matter where they are. If they're the sixth seed or one seed, they're going to make noise no matter where they are. I told him, I said, if you see in the NFL playoffs, if you see teams, it's all about steps. And they have a young defense, and they win to Cincinnati, they won. They should have won to Denver, they would have. Would have won that game. They would have been playing the AFC Championship game. But it's all about steps. And I think this is the year that they're going to take the next step to the next level in AFC Championship game and possibly Super Bowl. And possibly a ring, and Brown has a ring, and Bell has a ring, and Ben has another one.
Well, we'll see if they can beat New England here. See how they do there.
I think regardless of that game, no matter who wins that game, I think it's that's just round one. I think there will be another fight. I think that's just round one. It's kind of like a wash game. It's going to be big for your home field, but I honestly think it's going to come down to those two teams. That game is going to be meaningless. They're going to fight to the death in January.
What do you think of the Jet game this weekend coming up? Steelers-Jets.
I do not like it because the Jets are the more desperate team. They need to win. They gave Fitzpatrick all that money, and I love it. I knew he couldn't play quarterback for another year. He lucked out. He stiffed him. He said, give me a big contract. Aren't they happy they didn't sign him for $40 million? Oh, well, that would have been sweet if they signed him for $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Marshall said he's is going down with the ship, so he knows he knows Brandon, he knows Fitzpatrick. Fitz money is not looking too hot right now. So the Jets, they need this game. If they start 1-4, that whole division in New England, Miami's about to be 1-4, and Jets are about to be 1-4. They're about to be extinct before the season even really begins.
That's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it. I like the I don't like the matchup with the two lines, defensive and offensive. I think the Jets got a tough defensive line. That's going to give the Steelers fits, running and passing.
Well, if you remember the year Michael Vick was quarterback in the Steelers, they played their worst game versus them. It was in New York. It's in Pittsburgh, so I think, you know, the fans will boo them out of the stadium if they're, you know, losing to the Jets. I think the Steelers will win, but I think it's gonna be a dogfight because Jets are playing desperate. You don't want to play a team that's playing desperate football. Teams that have no wins or one win and they see their season about to close. So Steelers are going to have to come out with they're going to be dealing with a lot. They just got to roll with the punches because you know the Jets are going to come out early and try to put the pressure on.
Yeah.
Just keep Ben upright. Keep Ben upright because they look out because, you know, they're going to be trying to sack him. They're probably going to try to get him out of the game so they could get a win.
Yeah, true. Hey, I'm happy to report tonight that Captain Willie's beer is on production.
Wow, that's fast. I remember the last show we were talking about Captain Willie, and look, it's already on. It's he got the Ford's assembly.
I will be tasting it this weekend.
There you
go. I will be tasting it this weekend.
Captain Willie.
Early stages, but it's coming along. So
beautiful, beautiful stuff.
All depends on the end of the month. They got a big meeting with some people and see how it goes from there. But I like the label on it. I'll have to show you the label. It's really cool label, and I think his beer's going to take off. I really do.
Good
Captain
stuff.
Willie. Yep. Well, Dust, thanks for calling, buddy. And
no problem. You enjoy the rest of your show. It's been awesome, being on the show, and I'll be back next week.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I hope so, because you leave a lot to this show positive. I'll tell you that. You know your stuff, buddy. All right. That's
all right.
Dustin from Davenport. There he goes.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Dustin from Davenport. Kid knows his stuff, man, I'll tell you. He knows his sports. Well, what about them Steelers? Give me a call, 516-666-9990. If you have an opinion or if you don't, just talk about the Pirates or how about the Penguins coming up. Oh, man, I can't wait for hockey season. But we see another cup here. It's going to be tough. I don't know. It's going to be rough. 2 years in a row, teams don't usually go because of the grind. It's a grind, especially in the playoffs. Wow. Toughest thing to win. Toughest championship to win in all sports. Stanley Cup. Well, how about Sid? Jeez, man, he got the MVP of the World Cup. He's been MVP of the league, what, once? Twice? He has the two Stanley Cups, Olympic gold. Wow, what a career this kid has. Conn Smythe. Jeez, man, how about this kid? He's 28, 29 years old. What a career. And a heck of a nice kid. I can't call him kid anymore. Heck of a nice guy. And first class all the way. But, hey. Whatever you guys want to talk about, give me a call. We have a lot to discuss. We want to talk about Vogel. Dustin brought up Vogelsong. There's no way. There's no way I bring that guy back. No way. Like I said, everybody to me is trade bait. Everyone. Koch, Polanco, Marte, trade anybody. You give me the right deal, anybody. We need pitching, buddy. Hey, we had all them guys this year. We only won 78 games. If you don't have the pitching, you ain't winning. That is a fact. Pitching is the name of the game. So, give me a call if you got an opinion. 516-666-9990. I'd love to hear it. Love to hear it. Hey, like I told you about this Captain Willie's beer, I think this is going to be the biggest thing since Budweiser. This ginger beer, wow. I can't wait to taste it. This weekend I'm going to be at a party, and I'm going to taste this Captain Willie's ginger beer for the first time. I've heard all kind of good things about it, and I can't wait to taste it. It's going to be made, put in a bottle, and I'm going to open that bottle, and I'm going to Don chug the first beer. And I will come back Monday and tell you people what I thought about it. And I'm sure it'll be positive. I'm sure of it. Captain Willie's. Wait till you see the label on this. Unreal. It's going to be great. Well, like I said, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. Your chance to get on, 516-666-9990. Give me a call. We can talk about anything you want. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers, Pitt. We can even talk about any college game you want. Anybody see that Clemson game, Louisville? How about that game? Anybody see the Pitt game, Penn State game? Penn State surprised me. They won a Big Ten game. They beat Minnesota. Wow. I didn't think that was going to happen. I do like that quarterback they have. I think that kid's going to be a good kid, good quarterback. He's a good kid. And I like that running back, Barkley. Wow, he's tough. But, hey, give me a call. We still got a couple minutes left. We'll talk about anything you want. Anything you want. You can ask me anything. Any question. I'm here to answer it. 516-666-9990. We've got Dustin from Davenport knows his stuff, man. I tell you, you can ask that kid anything. He's like an encyclopedia. Anything about sports, you ask him, he knows. Especially the Steelers. And he's not bad on the Pirates. But you ask him anything in the league about football, he knows. The kid is, well, I'm trying to get him as a guest one day up here. See if I can fly him up, get him as a guest on the show. See, talk about Steelers, just Steelers. See what he knows, man. I'll tell you, this kid's a genius. All right, hey, we got about a minute some left, and I guess we ain't going to get any more callers today, but it's been great talking sports. Loved it. Can talk sports all day long. We're high on a hill in 84, blasting away. It's a beautiful day, October. And we can't wait till next Monday to talk more sports with you. So I hope next Monday we got a switchboard full of calls. And we will bang away. But until then, got about a minute left, and what the count down, because no callers on the board, and I don't want to bring a subject up and then have to go off. So, it's been great talking to you. Remember, I'll give you the word on Captain Willie's beer Monday. It should be great. Going to a party in Cincinnati, can you believe that? Cincinnati, of all places, Bengal territory. Whoa. You know I'll be wearing my Steeler shirt, Steeler hat. And I'll be talking Steelers. What do they have to talk about? Not too much. After all, what have they done? Nothing. But you know what I'll be doing? I'll be drinking Captain's beer and talking Steelers. And we're going to sign off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bye.